Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome to the show. I'm Johnny Reinhart, and Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. And joining me today is Paul Broman and Mark O'Reilly, and we are talking about going pro. This is a really cool thing. I've always considered it going pro, but being 5'7" and slow, it wasn't really going to work out for any sport for me. So we're not talking about sports, though. You guys are with Michigan Works, so we want to talk about going pro in a different sense. So first off, what is going pro?
Yeah, going pro is a competitive yearly grant that the state puts out. Really, and it revolves around training your current workforce. It can go towards hiring needs if you're a company that's looking to hire this next year. And so for us, we want to just get the word out and let any and all organization know, small business, large business, any sector, manufacturing, healthcare, hospitality, customer service, let us know if you're interested at all in improving your training funds, improving culture, retaining your current staff, any hiring needs you need. That's what Going Pro is all about, is we're trying to get those funds to you to help offset some of those costs.
Yeah, it's a fantastic resource, Johnny, and I would just say even a company like yourself, right? If you have a training need in 2021 or if you have a hiring need in 2021, give us a call, because this is money that's available. It's only for a short time, but we can help you, fill in an application, get it submitted to the state, and hopefully bring some dollars back to the employers in this region next year.
Absolutely. And I think this is a not only a great thing for people that you currently have in your company, but yeah, and finding other people as well. But improving the culture and improving the skills of the people that you have, I think, is so important. And plus, we're learning in 2020 that there are a lot of new skills that you have to learn as well with, just what we're doing right now, a lot of video conferencing, a lot of other different things that are aspects of our everyday lives and everyday work life. Mm-hmm. So this is really important to kind of keep everybody up and up on what's going on and the latest things. And if I'm a business owner, hearing something like this of you helping me out with what I have going on and helping me improve some of these things in my business is just great news to hear.
Yep. Yeah, I think one of the best parts about this grant is it's specific to each company. Mm-hmm. You can use really any training provider. It doesn't have to, you don't just have a certain list of trainings that are going to be approved by the state. It's flexible, it's fluid, and whether you're manufacturing or healthcare, any industry, and you need training, we can use this grant to help you get that training. So you're not locked into just, okay, we can only use these five different right. trainings and it doesn't apply to our company. No, whatever trainings you do, if you're a restaurant and you need ServSafe training, this grant applies to you. So it covers every broad spectrum of our businesses here in Southwest Michigan. Mm-hmm. And we've seen over the last 3 years, multiple sectors really benefiting from this, from wineries, breweries, manufacturers, hospitality, even a couple coffee shops thrown in there, as well as the manufacturers. So it's small business, large business alike, contact us.
Yeah, and I think 2020 has been a really hard year for the bottom line for many companies. Mm-hmm. And so, this is a good way to kind of continue to develop your workforce. And one of the things that we see with companies is that, retaining people is a real challenge at the minute, because there's a war going on for talent, right?
Yeah.
And so by investing in your people, that's a great way to kind of retain that workforce and to continue to develop them, right? So you can do more with your workforce. And like Paul says, the fact that it's open to every sector and any type, any size of company, I think mm-hmm. that's really good. And, we've seen it even in the past with some nonprofits. I work with a nonprofit in Cass County, right? And they're in the healthcare sector. And so they do a lot of good work for the, for the senior citizens in that community. And so, it's been a very valuable tool for any, any employer that we work with.
Yeah. And you make that point of all these different people, retaining the people that you have and building up that, because yes, there is that challenge of people are, some people are out of work. That means there's a lot of skilled people that could kind of be, I mean, kind of go along the lines with the going pro, that could be free agents that a lot of people are going to go after, and there'd be a bidding war for some of these people because there are a lot of really skilled people in many different aspects of the workforce right now. So businesses, you know, if you're going to attract someone or hopefully hold on to some of those people so they don't become free agents, this is really good. But some of the statistics that I'm looking at are just phenomenal. Just 45 different companies in Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties alone were awarded these to hire and train over 1,900 employees. So that's a lot, and that's a lot of really good stuff. And but there is funds available for this, and like you said, it's a limited time thing. So if a company is interested in getting on board and going pro with you guys at Michigan Works, how do they get things started?
Yeah, so they can reach out to us, contact us, go to miworks.org. /employers, and that's going to be you're going to find our contact information there. And those stats you were throwing out, that was from 2019.
Yeah.
Because last year they diverted the going pro funding to for COVID uses, mm-hmm. But it's back in the budget this year, so we're excited about that. And in 2020 we had 69 companies apply, and so each year more and more companies are kind of getting on board and seeing the value of this. And that's what Mark and I want to do, is we want to reach out to as many companies as we can. Put in a quality application. This isn't bragging, but we've had about 75% success rate in getting funds back, mm-hmm. and getting applications approved. And so we know that this is powerful. This is a great tool for Southwest Michigan. And the application period officially starts November 2nd, and we're going to work with you through November 25th. But we're taking calls right now. We're sitting down with companies right now, really talking to them about, okay, what's your training plan for 2021? What's your hiring plan for 2021, and how can we assist with this?
And how many businesses do you have that you ask questions like that that are at this point are like, I don't really know what to do right now. So what do you do in those instances?
As many as possible. That would be the answer that I would give. You know, Paul and I we're a bit competitive, and you know, we see, you know, Southwest Michigan is our home, and we're very proud of it. And you know, we want to support as many employers as possible. We want to help hire and train as many people as possible. And we want to bring as much money and resources back to our community as possible. And so very often, Johnny, you know, there's the major employers, right? And they have training plans already. They mm-hmm. have an idea of what they're going to do for the next year, and they're thinking ahead. But like your question stated, you know, it's for the smaller companies, it's always a challenge, right? Because they're mm-hmm. wearing so many different hats, and they don't have time to kind of sit down and do these applications and things like that. So we try to make it as easy as possible. And Paul and I try to do as much of that lift as possible, just so that we can get them in the game so that they can try and get some of these resources, right? And like Paul says, it not only supports training, but it also supports hiring, right? So if you're mm-hmm. going to be, say you know that you're going to be hiring 2, 3, 4, 5 people next year, that's a perfect opportunity to reach out and to let us help you with that.
Yeah, I think there's almost this point where in this year, even as crazy as it's been, there's that launch pad that some of these small businesses could be major players in the game of whatever they're doing. So having that increase in workforce is going to be great, because you may be thinking, if you're a small company, it's like, well, it's just me, my mom, my brother, and it's just a small five, six of us. You can still create a lot of really cool stuff, have really great training that could be the same as the big players and the big companies in the community. So just because you only have a few people does not mean you can't go pro just like all the other ones.
Yeah, and we'll assist. We work with a ton of local and statewide regional training partners. And so we can bring those to the table and let you look through them and say, hey, this is what's worked in the past. This is what companies have used in the past, what have been approved for going pro. If you don't have an idea, we can help you with that too, is bring those training partners to your doorstep.
Now, we mentioned this and how it's very important to get in very quickly. When do companies need to have their applications in by?
So I would basically, the deadline would be the 25th of November, but the thing that I would say is go to our website, miworks.org/employers. Both Paul and myself, our contact details are on that page. Give us a call or drop us an email. We will reach out, and then we'll just have a conversation with you either over the phone or video chat, or we'll meet you in person, and we'll kind of get an understanding of what the business is and what your needs are. And then we'll go ahead and begin the process of the application. We'll work with you, you know, through that. But again, the deadline would be the 25th of November, and we would encourage you to get an application in or contact us as soon as possible, because as you can imagine, there's going to be a lot of demand.
Absolutely. Now, we only got a little bit of time left, and I know going pro is a very important thing. And so much like how you're trying to recruit somebody to be on your team, what are some final things, final words that you want to say to a company that may still be on the fence even after this conversation?
Yeah, I would just say, look, you know, what have you got to lose? If you know that your business has a need in 2021, this is a great opportunity to leverage some of those dollars and maybe use some of that money elsewhere in your business, because I know, you know, cash flow has been difficult for companies mm-hmm. this year. But I think the most important thing, the thing that I would point out, Johnny, is that there's a war for talent at the minute. It's yeah. hard to keep people, and it's hard to find people. And it's not only that, it's hard to find people with the necessary skills. So this grant rolls all that into one and allows you to both retain people, train people, and create a culture at your workforce that where people want to come, so you become attractive for the future workforce.
Absolutely. Paul, are you going to do a slam dunk now? You got a basketball hoop and everything back there.
How many takes do I get? Because I shoot on it all day, but it's not I don't shoot 75% like I do for going pro.
That's all right. Yeah, definitely go contact these guys at Michigan Works. MIWorks.org is where we go and check that out. And it's right there. We probably find it here pretty easily on that website, right?
MIWorks.org/employers. That's a section specifically dedicated to business.
Perfect. We'll definitely go check that out. And Paul, we'll do the slam dunk takes later. We don't have to do that right now. Thanks, but definitely talk to Paul and Mark about going pro with Michigan Works. But thank you guys so much for taking some time to chat with me today.
Pleasure. Hey,
thanks for this opportunity.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.